It's Kevin to a lot of you. And Grayson, any guess on whether it's going to be Marvel or DC this week? Yeah. Okay. So those of you who have seen me before, you know that I get a lot of inspiration and more understanding about God everywhere. God is in the math of the universe. And honestly, God's message is simple. God is love.
Amen.
The greatest love that we have for other people is allowing them their own free will. God loves us by giving us free will. If God could have made us where we were instinctually drawn to love him, that we wanted it. We needed, you know, food, shelter, water, God love, etc. He didn't. He put us on earth to create the love within ourselves. And by giving us free will, he empowered us to make it. Someone who is compelled, someone who is forced to love something. I can't make you love me. I can't make anybody love me. They have to choose that. So every time that we show love, we are bringing this world, we make it a better place. To me, success is continual learning and growth. Okay, so we're going to do a couple of questions real quick. This is the audience participation part. Okay, so how many people saw or have experienced Marvel Civil War? Or saw the commercials for it? Okay, I know the nerds did. Okay, a reasonable amount. Okay, so one of the debates that a lot of us had before that came out was Team Cap, Team Iron Man. So those of you who are Team Iron Man, express that loudly. Those who are Team Cap. Okay, good job. But here's the thing. How about Team Me? Okay, I've got a couple. They chose that. They choose to be on my team. I want every one of you, everyone listening to this, to succeed, to grow, to learn, to love better tomorrow than we did yesterday, to love better next year than we did last year. I am Team God's children.
Amen.
Those of us who are on earth are his children. And it is my job to show integrity, empathy, and dignity to myself and to everyone that I encounter. And in this room, we have a wide variety of beliefs. Mine are probably wider than most of the rest of you are comfortable with sometimes. But I want to ask you again, who's on Team Me? Okay, cool, I got more support just there. But if you're watching this, I want you to succeed. If you have a need that I can fill out of the abundance that I have, let me know. If you need something that I cannot provide, without harming myself, I won't. Because God told me that I am also included in God's children. When I go out and I use, yes, there's collateral damage to other people, but my addiction harms me the most. It came up a couple of days ago in the meeting. This is a selfish program. The 12 steps are a selfish program, because when I do step 4, step 8, step 9, 10, 11, 12. And I apply that to all of my affairs and things that are not affairs as well. My life gets better. The lives of the people around me get better. And that is what communion means to me. The bringing together of the things that I've learned and shared with you. Take what you like and leave the rest. I love all of you. And I want every single one of you to succeed and continue to learn. God, we come before you and we ask that you teach us how to love. And thank you for loving us.
Amen.
Food, drink, elements, and etc.
All right, everyone.